right, the bracha of at the end of the middle bracha of Shmoneh Esrei and Rosh Hashanah, also at the end of Malchios, we have many, many beautiful expressions that speak about HaKadosh Baruch Hu ruling over the world, how we wish for it. I want to understand some of the language, and we'll focus on the comments of the Abu Dran, as you have here. Rav Yehuda Rav Yochai is also very important to look at. He's a Rebbe of the Ramban. We look at the Abu Dran, there's a lot of overlap also. Okay, we start, Okin Mokevusenu, Meloch al Koholam Kula Bechidecha. What is that expression coming from? Notice some interesting underpinnings of these phrases from Tehillim and Psukim that we actually are familiar with. We just don't realize when we read these words in davening what it's based on. Says the Abu Dram, Meloch al Kum Kubach Ledecha is based on the Pasuk in Tehillim Mem Zayin, Ki Hashem Elyon Nora Melech Gadol al Kol Haaretz. That's from the Lam Natseach that we say seven times before Tkiyas Shofar. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Elyon Nora Melech Gadol al Kol Haaretz. That's the Melech Meloch al Kolam Kulo Bechvedecha. Shemarek Malchus Ab Rosh Hashanah. Al Kol Haolam Kulo Bechvedecha. Al Kol Haolam He has Bechvedecha. Samach Malchus Eitzel Kavod. What's the Pshat Bechvedecha? What's the connection between ruling Bechvedecha? Because of another pasuk that again we should all know. It's also said in Rosh Hashanah. Al Shem V'Yavo Melech HaKavod. So Melech HaKavod go together. Kavod is associated with a Melech. So with your Kavod, and then the expression Melech HaKavod is what's behind this expression, Meloch Bechvodecha. Then we say V'Hinase, be lifted up, Al Kol Haaretz Bikarecha. What's the notion of V'Hinase? What's it based on? V'Hinase Al Kol Haaretz. Shaykh Lomar Hinase B'Yom HaMishpat. It's very appropriate to say the word Hinase in association with Mishpat. Al Shem, the Pasuk in the Keanu Kamas Hashem, right? This is from Tehillim Tzadidala, the Shir Shoyom of Wednesday. Hinase Shofet Haaretz, right? So you see, Hinase is used in the Pasuk in connection to the Mishpat, right? The Yom HaMishpat, Kadosh Baruch Hu is elevated. Yigba Hashem Tzfakos BaMishpat. Hinase, because of the Mishpat, Hinase Al Kol Haaretz. Interesting. Bikarecha is synonymous with the word kavod, but it also has an association with chesed. Bezel bechazdecha, kemoshe nemar, pasuk in Yeshaya, in Tehillim, mayokar chazdecha elokim. So you see, chesed is called yokar, it's called precious. So we're trying to allude to the fact that the mishpat is also has a mizug in it, a mixture of chesed within it. So he must say al kol haaretz as mishpat bikarecha with the sense of chesed. Ukach amar yakar etzel kavod. The parallelism to bechvodecha and bikarecha, because they mean the same idea. Kishah nichbad nikra yakar. Shenema pasuk in Yeshaya me'asher yakarta be'enai nichbadita. So you see that yakar and kavod are synonyms. So therefore, we say bechvodecha and bikarecha, but there's also the remez to chesed. Then we say vahofa, reveal yourself here. Bahadar gaon zecha al kol yoshvei sevar artzecha. Let's take that apart. Vahofa bahadar gaon zecha hofa sheyavo bedin al haaretz the al yoshveha. Hofa is associated with judgment on the land and the inhabitants of the land. Shenemar, again, think of the same pasuk that we've been using. Keil nekamos Hashem, keil nekamos Hofia. Hinase shofet haaretz. So hinase shofet haaretz was the hinase akol haaretz bikarecha. And you have the hofa in the parallel the keil nekamos Hofia, which is connected to the mishpat. Keil nekamos Hofia, hinase shofet haaretz. So this is hofa for the sense of mishpat on the land and all its inhabitants. The zesh adonis haaretz, the one who's judging the world, chashiv gemur al geyim. He should give the onesh to those proud people who deserve onesh. The zehu shadonis yoshvei tevel. that's the Yosvei Tevel Artsecha through Hofa, through the din. The Loka Hadar in Russian Gaon knows Hadar Gaon Utsecha. What's the Russian of Hadar with Gaon? Shenemar, Mipnei Pachad Hashem, says the Pasuk in Yeshaya, or Mihadar Gaono. So you see that Hadar Gaono are twin expressions, they're a unit, they're a phrase, Hadar Gaono. So that's the Hadar Gaon Utsecha. The Uzeche didn't explain, but this is also, obviously, that's also the sense of Malchus. Now, what's the Artsecha? Ko Yoshvei Sebel Artsecha. Vama Artsecha Kiloma. Another remez here. Very beautiful. Just as he had before the remez of the Karecha, which is associated with Chesed, he has another idea here within, tucked away with the word Artsecha. Kiloma kisha tofia bedin, hofa is bedin, zechor, remember kihi artsecha. Remember that it's your land, the tirtsena, and you should show a sense of being pleased with it. Tirtsena bedin, you should show ritzui, the timcholehem and be mochel. Where do you see that in the word artsecha? Al shein the pasuk in Tehillim, ratzisa Hashem artsecha, shavta shivus Yaakov, nasasa avona mecha. It says there, Kisisa kochatasam shala, the pasuk finishes over there. So, Ratzisa Hashem Artsecha, meaning Artsecha with Ritzui. So, therefore, Koifisav Artsecha, there should be a remembrance that it's your land, and therefore you should appease it, and you shouldn't be too harsh. And now it actually does come back to Uzecha, Vagakach Lashin Uzecha al Shem HaMalchus, VaMishpat. The word Uzecha itself is associated with Malchus and Mishpat, Shenemar, the O's, Melech, Mishpat, Ohev. So let's summarize so far what he said. That Melech HaKolum Kubich Vodecha is the idea of Melech HaKavod, and Melech Norah Kol Aretz, Behinasi al Kol Aretz, Bikarecha is Hinasi Shofet HaAretz, and Bikarecha is the Chesed. It's a chesed component, but it's synonymous with kavod as well. Hofa is again for the mishpat, right? Keonakomo Sophia. Hadar Gaon is the expression of Hadar Gaon. Uzecha is Hashem Malchus and mishpat. Oz Melch Mishpat Ohev. And the Akol Yoshvei Sevel Artsecha, referring to the idea of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being appeased because he should be mochel, just like the pasuk says over there further, that Ratzisa Hashem Artsecha. Let's just do a little bit more. Ve'eda kol po ketov alto, al shem kol po Hashem l'maneh. Everything Hashem created is for His own sake. That's a pa'ul. Yavin kol yitzur ketov yitzarto, based on the pasuk amzu yitzarti li. So that means the nation Hashem has created. Ve'atam, the idea is kima she'ata dona sa'aretz l'chov v'l'schus. You're judging the world for merit and demerit. Yedu v'yavinu ha'olam ki pa'altam v'yitzartam. The world should know that you formed them. Shem lo ha'yisadano sam ha'yom ha'zah shem ha'saretz. Were it not for there being a judgment, people would say the world just goes on without any hashgacha of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It just goes on its own, automatic, pilot. Vein shofet, avu b'mikra ba'akol. So because there's a judgment, that brings out the awareness that atafa alto, ato yitzarto, it's not just happening by itself. The yomar kosh and the shama bi'apo, what is that? Kolomar, who's that referring to? Afil osam in the adam harishoyim ve'in behem mitzvahs. Kima neshama sheba'apam bilvad. The only thing they have over, you might say, in a very basic way, is that they breathe. That's why the expression shama bi'apo, it's based on a pasuk in Yeshaya, we'll see in a second, but it's referring to the rishoyim. Yom Biyomadin, Al Karcham. They have no choice but to admit Hashem okay so melech. And Vahu Al Shem, the pasuk behind this expression, Chidlochem and Hadam Hashem Shama Biapo, Kibamen Nechshavhu. And they will say, Hashem okay so melech, umalchuso bakol mashallah. It rules over everything Halashan as a nofel kishiyoshe bakise din ladin amo. The idea bakol mashallah is connected to Kashbrochu judging. Shenema, as the pasuk says, in Tehillim that we say in Apsuki de Zimra, Hashem Bashemaim Hechin Kiso, and you should recognize the expression at the end of the Pasuk, which is exactly what you have here, Malchuso Bakol Mashallah. So many expressions in davening, we don't always realize to what extent, are basically taken from Tanakh. They're strung together, and this is going to be true for the Slichas that we'll see beginning with the Shabbos, Piyutim, but this is not even a piyut. It's the davening itself, the structure of the davening. It's true for so many different tefillos. But they basically are put together by Anshe Knesset Gedola. with a certain cheshbon, but everything has associations. And more that we appreciate the associations, the more we appreciate the nuances that are being hinted and alluded to, even on a most basic level. If you talk about the deeper, more Kabbalistic ideas, but this is simply a way to appreciate how many times do we say this over Rosh Hashanah, not realizing that it has everything to do with the pasuk Kehon Nekamos Hashem, Kehon Nekamos Sophia, Hinasei Shovit Ha'aretz Hashem Mu'agei. It's a simple pasuk in Tehillim Tzadik Daled, and so much of this paragraph is patterned after that pasuk among other pasukim as well.
What Rebbe was referring to before was that